Where are we, Mrs. Luke?
I just can't even talk. Welcome to the Hot Flush.
The Hot Flush.
The premier podcast for the perimenopause. And I want to really welcome our new listeners. We've had quite a few.
Hold on.
We're coming. And we're in the same room. So no more complaints about us feeling sad or bad. Bad sound quality.
There's bad sound quality because we're back on the old device. I did actually think that I might buy us proper mics with diffusers and stuff, but really?
Is that going to make us money?
No. Like, as if suddenly, like, it's like, oh, the sound quality's so good and we'll suddenly miraculously get 50,000 more followers. Like, I don't think it works like that.
No, it doesn't. But I would like to say thank you to our Patreons.
Oh, Patreon.
Now, if you want to become a Patreon.
Yes.
You can just, like, join the Patreon page. Yes. And give, like, just a couple of bucks a month.
Yes.
And that just helps us, keeps us in batteries and champagne.
Yeah, batteries and champagne.
And we like to thank you very much for supporting us. How are you? How the fuck are you?
I'm really good. I am really, really good.
Oh my God, this is so different from the last few weeks. Because we've been like crying.
I know.
Into the, like, because we've been doing this remotely.
Yeah.
And it's been really difficult to try and keep up the
pep.
The pep in our step. But honestly, I woke up today and it was like a brand new day. And when I suggested that we actually do this live and you said, you're coming over, I was like crying. So thank you.
I know. It's just, listen to us. We're both like, so I need to fill you in.
Yes.
I almost have a new working oven after 4 weeks.
Yes, this is big news and a lot of people are wanting to hear about the new oven.
So I have bought a Westinghouse. It was going to be a Bosch.
Do you want to bring that in the middle?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It was going to be a Bosch, but it ended up being, seriously, they said it'll be 2 weeks, which made me cry. And then
made you cry.
I know. And then they rang the day before the delivery date and said, sorry, it's going to be another 6. And I was like, and I sort of kind of went into full bulldog mode. And Rob felt terrible because he was the one that had talked me into this particular model and then had ordered it and everything. And now it wasn't coming and he hates it if I'm sad. And I just went, nope, that's it. Cancel it. Get a refund. We'll find a new one. And then I had my little pity party on Insta and went, duh, I think I'm just going to get a Westinghouse. Has anyone else got a Westinghouse? Well, I got probably about 20 people coming back saying, oh my God, I love my Westinghouse. Some said they run a bit hot. That's fine. You just accommodate that they run hot.
Well, you run hot.
I run hot. How appropriate that I'll have an oven that runs hot. And so we just went online the next day, ordered it, and it came the next day.
Thank you. That's what you call service.
That's what you call service. So my beautiful friend Bronwyn, her husband Serge, is putting it in for us. And he is such a perfectionist. I feel like I'm so grateful. Like, he's doing it and the care that he's taking. He just had this pesky problem that yesterday he had to have carpal tunnel surgery.
Oh, bugger.
And so he was like really upset that he didn't get it completely connected on Thursday because...
Did you cry?
Yeah, I did have to cry. And then I had a good hard talk to myself and went, you have a new fancy, like, you know, the oven was like,
I think. Is it bigger than your last one?
Yeah, yeah. It's a freestand. It's a 90-centimeter freestanding oven.
Okay, I'm getting a bit bored now.
And look, it was just on $2,000. Now, for me to be in a position to be buying anything worth $2,000 is something I will never, ever take for granted. Like, so I was like, this is such a privilege. And then Serge is basically doing it for free. We're just going, I said to Robin, what can we, Bunnings voucher, giving him a Bunnings voucher. Why not giving him a Bunnings voucher? What is he like? You know, she goes, he'll just be, and she goes, and maybe bake him something.
Yeah, I was going to say, it will probably be.
So the very first thing I'm going to bake in my oven is going to be a thank you present for Serge.
What are you going to bake?
Well, he quite likes anything sweet or chocolate. So I'm going to do something chocolate, but I'm thinking maybe something with something fancy chocolate, like maybe something with meringue or I don't know. I have to find the recipe. Anyway, so the kitchen is half dismantled because we had to take out the cabinet that was next to it because it's bigger. But it's very exciting. I'm getting a third new kitchen, but a brand new stove.
Oh, that's good. And we can put a line under the stove conversation now, can't we? Because that seriously is done.
Work started to contemplate actually cutting her own toenails. And let me tell you, that's going to require a chisel.
Oh, what did my son say? An ankle grinder?
An ankle grinder.
Honestly, I'm walking around like I'm on claws.
Like you can tick, 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 tick like a dog on the floor.
As soon as
like Isabel Barbara. They're like, is it Isabel Barbara or mum?
Honestly, as soon as those nail salons open, I have no shame in saying that I am first in line.
You should go with Rob because he's beside himself. He's
like, you saw them.
Someone has to do these nails.
They are talons.
They are, as Felix would call them, goblin toes.
Now, have you heard the news? My big sad news.
You need to share this. And okay. Every single one of you needs to get angry about
you
it as well.
You need to get angry about this. I live in a little suburb called East Lynfield, which
is where I grew up. What's the likelihood?
Where Kim grew up. We have a group of shops, local shops, the butcher, the baker, the fruit and veg, the chemist, and the IGA, and a cafe. And we found out on Monday that the Butcher's Delight, which is the best butcher in Sydney.
We've talked about your butcher before.
They're closing on the 6th of June.
It's not.
Why? Because their landlord is a greedy C-word.
Yes.
So
how much are they wanting to put the rent up by? 600%. Or 400%.
Oh, six. I don't know the maths. You know the numbers, but I can't talk about the numbers. No. But it made it untenable for our local butcher, Sarah and Tim, and little Jack, their son. They employ about 15 people. They support our schools. They employ our kids. They are the sponsors of the local rugby club. And they're gone. And I'm furious. I'm so angry. And everyone was angry. And I went up this morning to buy some pies. And there was a big group out the front. And everyone was outraged.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just can't understand in this day and age. They've been in that business for 10 years.
And they're so successful. It is such, like, the owner of that building or that
shop,
there is no way they are not going to get their income from that shop. They are so successful. They have been there for 10 years and they're now royally screwing over their most loyal tenant. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But anyway, Alan Jones is on the case.
Oh, dear God. Is he still alive?
Yes, but he's finishing this week as well.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Okay, so I have been involved in a campaign once that Alan Jones got behind and supported us. It was a special needs program for Oscar. So I am very conflicted Alan Jones because...
But he is such an asshole, though. When
there is a cause of merit, and I know it comes down to what you think is merit and what someone else thinks is merit is different, but that man has been so damaging to our political stability, to our national discourse. He does the whole polarizing thing. There is no grey area with that man, and I think that is such a dangerous space to be in.
He's a knee-jerk reactor.
Well, yeah, and I just, it really, that part of it really irks me.
The dying shame thing I'll never get over.
No.
Not good.
Like his misogyny I will never get over.
And word on the street is that he didn't resign.
No, of course he didn't. No, because you reach a point where it's palatable or it's not. But the thing is that the rest of his band of merry men is still there.
Oh.
And the other thing is...
Do you know who I think is worse? Ray Hadley.
Ray Hadley's 100 times worse. And if for no other reason for the fact he's probably 20 years younger than Alan Jones and he should fucking know better.
Yeah, and he's also a wife basher.
Yes.
Probably going to get sued.
No, don't tell that. No, she's allegedly.
Allegedly, which we know to be true. Allegedly... But Ben Fordham's taking over Alan Jones. How do we feel about that?
I don't really know him. Is he any good?
I don't really know him either.
I just heard that he was a bit of a, what do they call it? Is it a dog chaser? No, a car chaser? Like an
ambulance chaser.
An ambulance chaser. Yeah. That's what I'd heard. But
I think he's a bit of a wannabe. Listen to us.
Jeez, that escalated quickly, didn't it? Jesus. We just went from being euphorically happy to like... but the thing is when something like this happens to a local community, people sort of go, oh, just get over it. And it's like, no, no, these are the things that,
that you have to care about.
The local community stuff today is more important than it ever was before.
I know. And this particular business, they do things like, we've got quite an aging population that live in our suburbs, including a retirement village, and they regularly supply meals to the retirement village.
Just like a little dinner, like, so they'll ring and go,
can I have a chop? Yeah, I'd like a cutlet. I want two chops and some roast vegetables. And they will cook that up and deliver it for just the price of the meat. You know, they go beyond. And these are the things that people don't know about small businesses and what they do to survive.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just think once it's gone, I'm going to have to get my fucking meat at Woolies and Coles.
No.
And it just makes my heart weep.
Yeah. And I think, I just think as the world gets more and more, as everything becomes more online and everything becomes more homogenous, these little, like a little local row of shops where you all still know each other's names and they know when the birthdays are.
And you forget your wallet.
And
they go, like, just pay next time.
Yeah, fix me up next week.
You know, it's just sad. It makes me sad and pissed off. And greedy landlords can go and fuck themselves.
Correct.
Look at me.
I know.
Did you hear us on the radio this week, Flushers?
We were so good. We were white hot.
We were white hot and we had opposing views.
Oh, we did.
So we were on Radio National talking this week with Michael, who we've both got a secret crush on, because we'd all just giggle at each other. And we were debating what they call the too hard basket. So someone will write in with the dilemma and then Kim and I, without any qualifications whatsoever,
Provide advice.
So we're on, you know, quite regularly and we do enjoy that. And this week was about art.
And I dream of being someone who owns art, and Kate actually does.
I do own art, and I actually today, Kim has been admiring one of my paintings.
What did I say to you today?
What did you say?
I said, when you die, can I have that painting?
And you know what I did? I took it off the wall, and she's taking it home, because I believe that she's said that many times.
I have. That's probably the fifth time I've said it.
And that brings me great joy to spread the love of art.
It's on loan.
It's on loan, permanent loan. I
need to find somewhere now, which is very exciting. I'm quite excited.
I know. But anyway, this artist wanted these paintings destroyed 25 years ago, and the gardener gave it. Anyway, it was all very convoluted.
I know.
In the end.
But it was so funny. So Michael did the whole layout of what the thing was. And you know, the upshot of it was, you know, he was meant to burn them. He didn't. He kept one. And now his son wants to sell it because now that artist is famous and he needs some money.
Do you know who I think it was? David Bromley.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I did some research into it. I think it was David Bromley.
Oh, I see. Wow, look at you. Research. Wow.
What else have I got to do?
I grow my
toenails and research stupid shit.
So Michael first goes to Woogs and goes, what do you think, Mrs. Woog? And she's just like, Gary, or whoever the friend was.
Jeff
should just keep his nose out of it.
Cut out, Jeff.
And Michael just went, oh, okay, right. Well, 45 seconds and we've solved that. Right, let's just try and salvage this and go to Kim. And I was just like, it was the funniest thing.
And then he was like, oh, the roles are reversed, because normally this one's the hard ass and I'm the like, oh, maybe we should think of this.
Yeah, normally I just go, oh, God, get over themselves. And like, meanwhile, Kate's like, he should butt out. And I'm like, I think they should think, you know, contact the artist and get some legal advice. And it was hilarious.
It was so much fun.
Stellar, like, 9 minutes of radio.
It was.
And one of my boys, Jasper, actually tuned in on his computer and like listened to it. And so I sort of, you know, came off, and we're always on that little bit of a high after we've done that little segment. And so I sort of finished. I was like, oh, yeah. And Jasper, whose desk is across from where I'm currently sitting at home, just turned around and goes, that was really good. And I don't know, like getting that accolade from your son, your 14-year-old son.
I think I'd fall over if one of my sons said something like that.
I just was like,
it
was so lovely that he'd listened and that he liked it. And so, yeah, that was a nice
one. I was also on with Chris Bath on Drive on Wednesday. Has been quite the week for me.
Oh, you little media tart.
I know, because when the ABC think parenting expert, think Mrs. Woo, because I do such a fucking great job of it.
You do, you nail it every day.
Anyway, so I was on with Chris Barth at Drive because Richard Glover's on holidays. God love him. And she's great. And so we just had a natter about schools going back. And I was like, oh, I think it's too soon. You know, we're doing this staggered thing. And all of a sudden, and I was being, and then come Friday, I was like, take all of that back. Go back to school, you little fuckers. I don't care.
I know. Do you know all of my...
Like Friday was the doomsday for me. It right. was like, this has to stop now. And then I woke up this morning slightly hungover because I had some girlfriends over last night. And I feel like it's the first day of the rest of my life.
I know.
I don't know why.
So, you know, we actually pulled Jasper and Grover out early because we have Mum at home and Oscar at home. And the whole argument about the fact they can have it. They can be these little petri dishes of germs and come in and be like Louis the Fly and just throw it around the house with nary a second glance. And that we can't afford that. With Mum's health and with Oscar's health. Yeah, well, yeah, 8 weeks later, I'm like, fuck it. Just make sure you wash your hands when you get home. Oh, it's just like, it's just so bad. But it's just, but the flip side of that is I have actually loved having them at home. Like, I've loved, we have all.
Shut.
We've all loved. That doesn't mean there have not been moments where Rob and I look at each other and
how
go,
many emotions,
I am going to kill you.
How many emotions have you gone through in the last 2 months?
Oh, I've counted all of them.
I've counted 67. I've had emotions that I didn't even know existed.
All of them. And the tears. Sweet Jesus. I cried more in the last, like, only particularly the last week. No, the last 10 days. I cried more in the last 10 days than in the preceding 6 months.
Well, I had my period last week.
And you know so I'm a good crier. Yeah. Like, I always love a cry.
Yeah.
But this was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I know that a lot of you are feeling the same way because you tell us.
Yes. I do not think any of us can claim to have been alone in any of this. Any of it.
And
whether you've been having a really good time and are now quite anxious about it ending, or whether you have just hated every single minute of it. For those who have really struggled and suffered in terms of work and...
I just need my peeps. I need my peeps.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about you. I caught up with my peeps last week. I caught up with Mrs. Cork and Mrs. Yateman. And I got a lot of flack for it the next day when I put pictures up of the three of us having
a hug.
Just people online just going,
Who don't know? Social isolation.
Yeah. Social isolation. Oh, I'm a bit worried about you, you know, being so close to each other. And it's just like, these are my sisters. I haven't seen my sisters in like 8 weeks.
We haven't seen anyone in eight weeks.
We had not seen each other since before Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can all just fuck off because I'm making my life choices and you make yours.
I just hate people that you don't know that come online and tell you. Like, I was at the hairdresser and I was like, excuse me, that's like me going to the shrink.
Yes.
Because I was at my hairdresser, Sasha, from Sage Hair and Beauty Willoughby.
Yes.
And I sat down and started crying.
Yes.
As one does.
Yeah.
To the hairdresser. And she said, what's wrong? And I said, I've just lost any ability to create. I can't write. I've got this block. I can't do it anymore. And she said to me, you need to do it because that's what's making you miserable.
Yeah.
And then people go, you should be a hairdresser. You should go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Did you write a go fuck yourself? Like,
no, because it's not written anything. I've got this massive block.
I reckon, here's my advice.
Yeah.
Is you don't even attempt to write about things that you normally write about. So you do something like, you just look at the shed where the snake was and you go, okay, I'm going to write a page, like that notebook size.
Yeah.
I'm just going to write a page about that shed. Just do that. Mm. Doesn't matter how long it takes, doesn't matter. But just do it in one sitting and just go right about the shed.
Do you know?
And then that's it. Get up, walk away, and then do another thing.
I have this problem that I feel like I should be talking about my situation and shit like that. And I don't really want to.
No.
And actually, my mentor, Wendy Harmer, who's a good friend of yours as well, gave me the exact same advice.
Really?
Exact. She rings me every Sunday.
Yeah.
And she rang me last Sunday and gave me, because I said, back it up, never again. And she gave me that exact same advice. She goes, you're overthinking shit.
Yeah. So just write about that awning on the shed.
Yeah, I will.
Like the lines on it. Like just any, like anything. And it doesn't matter, but you just have to just go, okay, one page.
Yeah. Good advice.
Yeah, thank you.
You're not just a pretty face.
I'm not just a pretty face and big tits. Oh, Can I tell you something exciting that happened this week?
Oh, please. But make sure it's not about your stove.
No. I put my jeans on and they fit.
Oh, good.
They haven't fit in 12 months. Oh,
that's another fucking thing that's getting me. I put something up on Twitter, and I have discussed this with you, I'm sure. Saying, don't forget to put your jeans on. Oh, you're fat shaming.
Oh,
you
God.
You and I talked about this. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, because we're fattest.
Yeah, I'm fat.
It's like, how can guys, I be fat shaming? I'm fat. I don't think I could get more formally into the morbidly obese category for my height and size or weight or whatever. So, fuck off.
But the funny thing about you and I is we've got the skinniest legs.
Skinniest legs.
Skinny.
Apple on toothpicks. Olive on a toothpick.
Tits on sticks.
Tits on sticks.
Tits on sticks.
Can we tell them a funny story about today, though?
Yes.
We're both wearing the Decuba. Decuba. Droppies. The soft, you know.
They're the best.
The soft droppies. But Wook's in the khaki and I'm in the black.
Do you know hilarious. We've reached out to them on socials to say, hey, you know,
yeah.
throw us a freaking bone deck juba.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Nothing.
We're not cool enough.
No. But do you know, the only reason I'm not in the khakis is because I wore them for about 3 weeks.
And
they are currently hanging out. And I did wash them yesterday.
They are superior comfortable.
They really are.
I've been living in Ugg boots and I've actually started just to wear them to the shops.
Yes, same. Yep.
Yeah, been wearing all bits are off.
Yep, been wearing them to Woolies.
I had a shower yesterday.
I've always vowed I will never, like, there yep. is a level of clothing I yep. will wear to Woolies.
Yeah.
And whenever I do actually wear my house clothes, I actually, like, make sure I've documented it for future shaming purposes. And I was like, no, I just don't think about it. Just wear yeah. them down to the shop.
Yeah, I have, like, furry teeth. Like,
yeah. Oh, my God, the furry teeth.
The furry teeth. Like, yeah. I just, like, so.
Speaking of teeth.
Oh, dentist talk.
Wednesday, I'm going in under sedation.
Good.
Getting 4 crowns done and my implant.
How much is that?
Three crowns and my implant.
How much?
Once the health insurance.
Do you have our dental health insurance?
It'll be about $5,000.
Ouch!
So you know how I...
Well, you could have bought four of my kayaks. We sold our kayak today, everyone.
So
used once.
So my most famous line out of Mr. Woog was that when he actually bought it, and it was sort of like, it's a bit bigger than I thought it would be. That's one of my most favourite lines out of Mr. Woog.
He used it once.
He is the king of the outdoor activity. And for him to actually reach a point where he's engaged in one and then looks at it and goes, maybe this wasn't a good idea, is just the best. But so this started, my teeth started 4 years ago. No, more, 4 or 5 years ago.
Do you know pregnancy was the beginning point of my teeth yeah. fuck up?
There's an old saying that says every child is a root canal.
Well, I've had 2.
Well, there you go. I've had 4.
They don't give you anything, these children.
I don't think my years of being bulimic as a teenager either helped with the quality of my teeth either.
Oh, dear.
But I also had dodgy teeth before that, and I think it had something to do with just the, like, being adopted and the formula that mum used, and that I think there was allergies and that were under.
Always blame your mother for everything. I say,
no, mum's fault. And also, you know, I think there, I'm not, yeah, I think there was maybe a bit of spliff smoking by, you know, birth, who knows. Anyway, so my teeth, the quality of my teeth is not great. I feel like they're all hanging in there on a wing and a prayer.
Have you ever had the dream where your teeth are falling out?
Yes, always.
It means someone's lying to you.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Jesus.
COVID dreams have been very interesting, haven't they?
Oh, I have the... Yeah, mine have been so...
I mean, it's so boring talking about people's dreams.
It is.
But COVID so dreams... So vivid. I've been speaking to some people online about COVID dreams.
And Lucy Bloom did a podcast... Her podcast, she did an interview with a guy who does all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Because apparently this COVID dream intensity is a thing.
I know.
Anyway, so I'm getting all my teeth done on Wednesday. It has been four.
So are you
the
doing...
implant, the screw for the implant has been in my jaw for 4 years without the implant, because I started it all when I was working at TR, and I was like, oh my God, I can afford to get my teeth fixed. And then I was made redundant, and this is the first time since where I've actually been in the position to go.
Do you know, I absolutely love my dentist.
I know. Oh, my dentist's wife listens to the Hot Flush.
Really?
Yes. And she was a Woog's welder.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then she started following the Hot Flush.
Oh, my God. So that, do you get a discount now?
I really would like that, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Can only ask.
But When I was talking to him the other week, organising the appointments and what had to happen.
So how did that come up? That's so
Well, he was on the phone to me and he was obviously at home and then he was ringing the office to say, can you book in, you know, Kim Berry and blah, blah. And she just went, I know her.
Celebrity.
I know. I felt so celebrity. He sent me a text back going, my wife was just telling me what a, like, you know, what a social media, like, superstar you are. And I'm like, go on.
And what else did she say?
I have sparkly eyes.
That's like, I was at the hairdresser the other day and this woman came in and said, Mrs. Woog. And I was like, hi. And she was so friendly. And I was thinking, fuck, I don't know anyone. And I said, do we know each other? And she goes, no, I've been reading your blog for 10 years. And I was like, oh, bless. That's so nice.
It's like a family member.
I don't, you just feel instantly connected.
And one of our listeners lives somewhere near me and passed Rob and I.
Listen
on
to
her.
Us being up ourselves.
I know.
Fuck it. Who else? Yeah. No one else can do it.
Get back in your box, you irate listeners. This is our moment to shine.
I've got a story next. Go.
And we were walking back from Zuby with the morning coffees and she was exercising, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. But I remember her walking past us because I'm very big on the, when you pass people in your suburb and walking on the footpath, you say good morning
or
good
afternoon. Because you're not a psychopath.
It's the rule. And so I sort of made eye contact with her and went, hi, you're like, good morning. And she sort of, hi. And she pinged me later and she goes, oh, I just was like, I just couldn't say anything more. And I'm like, oh my God, just stop me and go, hi. Like, you know,
yeah, I love that shit you say.
I know. Please throw the accolades on me. Drown me in love and affection.
My favorite stories from a follower is, forgive me if I've already talked about it because I can't, you know, remember what your name is. I got an email out of the blue from a bloke in Brisbane.
Not Frank.
Fuck you, Frank.
Yeah, fuck you, Frank.
Anyway, coming back to Frank.
Yeah.
See, now I've forgotten.
A guy from Brisbane.
Okay, got this email from the guy from Brisbane saying that his wife had been reading the blog for many years and it was her 50th birthday and he was bringing her to Sydney for a surprise weekend.
Oh.
And absolutely no obligation to do anything because this is weird and you don't know me. But I would love to invite you for lunch. And what I'll do is I'll send a car to pick you up from your house and I'll make so I've done all research on this guy. He was legit and I spoke to him on the phone. So
right,
I knew I wasn't going to get kidney shafted or anything like that.
I might need to be here for the rest of the afternoon.
Okay, good. I'll fill that one up too, please. Anyway, so I got turned up and it was at a fancy ass restaurant. I can't even remember. One of those big flutin' tootin' restaurants.
Yes.
And I was there like...
Flutin' tootin', no less.
Flutin' tootin'. I was there like 10 minutes before they were supposed to arrive. So I got down. The restaurant was totally in on this, right? This is like the most amazing story. And I had the big menu up and they gave me the little tap saying they're walking in. And as she went to sit down, I put the menu down and she just like looked at me. And the husband ordered a bottle of Verve and left. And I spent 2 hours having lunch with a complete stranger for her 50th birthday. We laughed. We cried. She had just recovered from breast cancer. Do you know what I mean? Like, what a fucking legend is that guy? A, because like little old me, but B, to be that thoughtful.
That is really thoughtful.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And honestly, we've kept in touch. And when I've been up in Queensland, we've caught up for drinks. Isn't that just the most incredible story? It's amazing when you have an online or a podcast and you make these connections with people. Like, it's just...
I know. But it's like on our page as well, that people have connected in cities and towns and stuff. And
they
now
have a new
community.
And they have chapters.
Can we just, I just want to touch
God, on we're something. Up ourselves.
We are so, listen, we haven't seen each other for like 8 weeks, so shut up.
Fuck off, Frank.
Yeah, fuck off, Frank.
What's Frank? Tell me about Frank.
So Frank is probably one of you who has.
He's my little troll.
And he's like.
And he pops up occasionally and it's always the fuck off.
Yeah, and as if it's like, it's as if it's not some, like, it's some, like, nasty woman. And Liz just got, I call myself Frank. They'll never find me.
And he
just drops like, and he did one on my, Where was it? No, he did it on my Instagram.
I would miss him if he left, and that's why I haven't blocked him, because occasionally he pops up, and it's just, like, such a relief to... Because I'm always so nice to everyone, and, like, go say, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it like that, by the way. But Frank is my, like...
Fuck off, Frank.
Fuck off, Frank. So when he pops up, I screenshot it and share it, because it's, like, my little...
Yeah.
Frankie.
I just want to touch on something. I haven't... This is seriously very just off the cuff. I haven't actually really put that much thought to it. So
this would be interesting.
This could be dangerous. there was someone on our page the other day who put up a thing about getting a... being a part of a business model.
Oh, yes.
And we very much... Our absolute... The core of our DNA is women supporting women.
That's it. Full stop.
And this person put up this link to what is essentially a
multi-level marketing,
pyramid scheme,
which I abhor.
Which she is still of the opinion is not that.
Which is so incorrect, because if I know anything, I know a lot about multi-level.
You know a lot about it,
because I get obsessed.
I grew up in a family where Amway and Herbalife are very big features of my...
I'm watching a documentary at the moment about Herbalife. It's fascinating.
So when my dad screwed one of his clients...
Like literally?
Yes.
Oh!
And then...
I didn't expect that.
Stole a lot of money from my mum and left. Along with various...
a whole new podcast.
Along with other various indiscretions and abhorrent behaviour.
Abhorrent.
It's a good word, isn't it?
It's great.
He then went into a land of wearing a toupee and being a Herbalife distributor. Because
you can't make this shit up!
Because he couldn't do Amway, because my mum's sister and her husband were absolute, like, rusted on Amway sellers. The very first potential boyfriend I had, that relationship was completely ended because I had an Amway glister toothpaste ring around my mouth without realising. That's another story.
That's not the macadamia nut lamb cutlet man.
No, this is in primary. This is in high school. Anyway, so he was in his toupee wearing Herbalife phase of existence, and he used to wear the badge. Lose weight now.
Ask me how.
And, you know, I can't imagine what a downer I was to be, like, as part of his, you know, his, the model for his business, because he had this bumbalardi daughter who just basically refused to take these tablets that were apparently going to make me thin.
You shit yourself.
So, yeah. And listen.
Please wait now. Ask me now. Don't ask her. Yeah.
But, so I think we are women supporting women no matter what, except when you are going to do something that is fiscally probably not very wise and does not generally end well for anyone involved. And also the basis, I went and had a look.
She was quite sad then.
She was really sad. And I am sorry that there was some of us, because I think I wrote something like, what a complete crock of shit or something, which was highly supportive. But I didn't realise she was wanting to buy into this.
Well, I thought she was saving a laugh too.
So did I.
So, because I Googled the
Because it basically is very much, it is very much tarred with the Pete Evans brush.
Oh, yeah.
Although the woman...
$5,000
for a air quote license.
To cook.
And yeah, anyway. So I don't know. It's been on my mind. I've been a bit, I felt bad. At the same time, when I said it was a crock of shit, I didn't actually realise that she was looking at investing in it and being a part of it.
Well, she's probably bloody glad that she did that now.
Well, I don't know. Well, no, she's probably going to do it and hoping that she's going to prove us all wrong. And I do hope she proves us all wrong. But, yeah, it's not. Anyway, so that's enough of that. What else was I going to tell you? The stove. I was going to give you some more medical updates.
Oh, okay. Yes, please. It's about your asshole again.
No.
Can you put some of this on your arms? Because you're as dry as a nun's nasty as well.
I am. And
I've
so
got the
itchy.
Body Shop Hemp Heavy Duty Body Moisture Protection, and it's like butter, isn't it?
Yeah, it is like butter.
It's the best.
Yeah, I have actually been moisturising my arms and my hands.
Did you buy this?
No.
This is what you need to get.
No, I'm using one of the ASAP products that was sent to me. Everyone's been commenting on just how beautiful my skin is, and I'm like,
you're a beautiful
thank you.
Girl. You are lovely.
I'm very happy with my current skincare regime. It's taken, 30 years as an adult to actually find one and to actually commit to it.
ASAP is good. I've also contacted them about the podcast. Nothing.
Nothing. God, fuckers. Yeah, fuckers. What do they think? They provide us with free product and then not actually financially invest in us. I just don't understand.
It's only $5,500 for a license.
Yeah.
Flush.
Yes. Sweet Jesus.
Tell us about your latest health issues.
So I have had really, really bad, and it only has happened since the great gut ache of 2020, which was about 10 weeks ago. And it's only really come on since then, but really severe joint pain in my hands and in my toes. You're getting one too?
What's that?
That is arthritis.
That fucking arthritis?
Yes.
Yeah. It hurts like a bitch.
Yes. See, look at that. That's an arthritis bump.
I've got an arthritis bump. Middle finger.
Middle finger. Overuse.
Yeah.
So really, and in both hands, and both hands feel quite puffy and hot. And I sort of reached a point where I went,
do you know when you die, I'm going to put Kim
Berry. Puffy, hot, not puffy and
puffy
hot.
Puffy and hot.
I think I might call this episode Puffy and hot.
Can you write that down?
Yes, I will write that down.
Puffy and hot.
I've been doing? I've been doing my green juice I've been doing my whole regime.
Boring.
Green juice, my vital greens. I'm doing the curcumin, which is the thing out of turmeric.
Putting shit on Pete Evans?
These things have actually been proven to.
Yeah, anyway, keep going. It's bored.
Yeah. And it did actually get better. And now it's got worse again. So now I'm going to see a rheumatologist. Because apparently I'm 80. But I would just like to say, look at me, self-caring. I'm going to go now and see what they say. I'm having the blood tests. My GP was like, that sounds a lot like rheumatoid arthritis, and that's bad. That's what his words were. And that's bad. Thanks, Jerome.
You should not be saying that to a patient.
No, we've known each other for an awfully long time. What was I saying? Happy,
puffy and
hot. And puffy.
Anyway, Mr. Wu took this ISO time to get himself checked out physically because he's obviously hurt his back going on a flip jump or something. And that's sort of... Anyway, so he's gone and had the full body works from top to toe.
Speaking of which, here he comes in the PO van.
Hello, Mr. Wu. So he's had everything done and he had to go back to get his results from his blood test.
Yeah.
Which, of course, I was like straight away, like, you're dying.
Cancer. Yeah.
And he came back all clear. He was a bit worried about his liver function, but apparently that was fine. And then we were at Uber Kate's house last weekend and he'd had a few beers. And then he goes, then she stuck a finger up my ass.
Had the prostate test.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so proud of him.
Isn't he amazing?
I am so proud of him.
It was a week later and then he decided not to tell me, but to tell a group of friends.
Yeah, once he was drunk. That's fair. I will take that.
He had his finger up his ass. Anyway, yeah. Turns out Uber Kate this week had the same thing. Why would a woman need her ass fingered?
Why would she need... Yeah. Wait, Kate had her ass fingered. Well, that should only happen for women if you're having sex, surely.
I'm sure she probably wouldn't appreciate me talking about this on a podcast.
That is true.
Okay. Moving right along.
No, I'm trying to think about that too. What would it... I wonder what that would be. Maybe she just had a pervy doctor.
Someone's had their finger up your ass, I'm sure.
Oh, many times. You know I'm all for the butt.
Can we just not... Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with you in a short while.
Reader's questions. Have we got reader's questions?
Yes, we do.
I was so tired last night I put it up saying, we're podcasting tomorrow, ask questions here. That was it.
Yeah, and enticing.
I know. Okay, hang on, which is...
And welcome back to The Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. Our neighbours are doing my head in right now. Why, Kim?
They have not stopped gardening since we started. Since I've been here. I got here at 12... It's 1:45.
And they are going like
that. I'm
going
to have to go home soon. I've got to take Jasper to Macca's. He works at Macca's. I hear you've got another sneaky cheese.
Oh, we've already had one today, haven't we?
No.
The cheeseburger churn is in force, may I say.
I know, we've got to fast forward through this so that
So we're going to move on to the readers' questions this week. We had a lot last week, but then again, the wheels fell off our clogs last week and we couldn't podcast. And thank you for everyone who was very concerned about our well-being. We will find it just sometimes doesn't work.
Just doesn't work out. I don't know. We have lives. Okay. Yael's asked what I'm going to do, if I'm going back to work or I'm just going to work from home. I'm going to do a bit of both. Largely work from home, probably in the office one day a week. Hence why I have left Rob and Jasper at home building a desk for me.
Excellent.
A little bit of a backroom remodel. So our house will look less like a call centre and more like we have no room. Right. Donna asks that there's been a lot of discussion on the Hot Flush page this week about tongs. How many pairs of tongs should we own?
I have three.
Now she's talking about how many graters.
I have two.
Yep, and I think two is fair because, I don't know, I'm not basing that on anything
new. Do you also always crack your tongs before you use them?
Of course, that's a rule, isn't it?
I think so. I think you get put in jail if you don't.
It's like sniffing milk before you put it in anything. You have to. Yeah. Annette asks, how's the new oven? It's looking very pretty in its spot. It's just not working yet. Christina's talking about how she has boiling in bed, but she loves a flannel sheet.
I suggest that you have a flannel sheet underneath and a cotton sheet on top.
See,
we're not just here for our good looks.
We're not just a pretty face. Have I told you that I get cold now?
Yes.
I've told you that, haven't I?
Yes.
It's maintained. I still feel the cold.
Yeah.
I sleep under the doona.
I'm a freezing person.
It is so remarkable. I'm like, wow. Rob is so confused. He goes, I used to go into every place that we'd go to and find a draft or an open window, and now I don't know what to do. He said, my benchmark has always been if I'm uncomfortable, then Kim is right.
Well, keep him on his toes. Kim, keep him on his toes.
Jeannie talks about how she's been having a wine, and she has one sip and her face and neck is on fire.
I suggest you switch over to vodka, lime and soda with lots of ice.
Right. And Jeannie, that a friend of mine gets that. That's actually an allergy thing. Like, he gets that. Some people I know who get that allergy just power through.
Yeah, I've just turned off the wine recently. I may have said that. I had about 65 last night.
But I would say that's worth investigating.
Yeah.
Because any allergic reaction to anything, particularly at our age, I just think it's a harbinger of doom. So just go and get it checked. But you can also,
A harbinger of doom.
Yes.
Harbinger. Can you put that in the notes, please?
Okay, yes.
Because that needs to be in the title.
Harbinger of doom.
You've got some really good sayings happening today, Kim. Is that being fueled by cheeseburger and champagne?
Yes. And a DC. A lot of DC. Diet Coke, that is. Jeannie, you can also try the drops that they put in wine. I have tried those since the great gut ache of 2020, and they have helped. But otherwise, I can't drink wine or beer at all.
So you're back on the booze now?
I'm still trying to do like 5 days a week of no alcohol. And then when I do have alcohol, only have one or two. Of course, last Saturday and clearly this Saturday, I'm kind of throwing that to the wind. But, you know, that's fine.
It's a harbinger of doom.
It's another harbinger of doom. I'll probably, I'll probably have a gut explosion later. But let's not talk about that. Anyway. Has anyone else had success with Clondine tablets? Hot Flushes Clondine. I don't know what that is. I'm not offering advice because I have no idea what that is. Oh, someone's talking about, Deborah's asking about a silk pillowcase. Have you done that business?
No, but I do believe it is a crock of shit.
No, but Leanne says it's a game changer.
Oh, well, maybe I should try it before I spout off my opinions.
Her hair doesn't get as tangled or as frizzy.
Apparently it's good for your face, too.
Her skin doesn't dry as much. Wow, there you go. I just think it'd feel weird. I find those sorts of, I find silk
silky,
really
yeah,
critchly. It makes my skin tingle.
It's a bit hoary.
Not in a good
Not way. That I'm saying that's a bad thing.
Yes. Deborah, good luck with your whore pillow.
That was Kim that said that, Deborah, not me.
Oh, God. Okay, that's really funny. I'm really funny.
Well, you know what sort of pillows I have? I have the gel pillows.
Oh, do you know, I've got a gel pillow from IKEA and I'm not loving it.
IKEA? That's inferior shit.
Oh my house is like my household is a shrine to IKEA. If you know the catalogs,
do not let an IKEA thing in my house. I know. Am very much against anything that hasn't had been pre-loved. Everything in my house is old.
Yes. I know.
I hate chipboard. I'm covered in white veneer.
I'm not walking into that big opening that you just made there about everything in your house being old. I'm just not touching it. Okay, Eileen talks about excessive facial hair.
Welcome to my world.
So I have literally been using my little, not the vibrator, the shaver one.
Yeah.
So much. And it's just coming back so quickly. And like this, like I had a little patch here of like, it's out of control. Like just in the last, since we've been on ISO.
Can I talk to you just quickly and briefly about eyebrow pimples?
Yeah, I get them.
Oh my god, they're like 10 times hurt. More painful than a normal.
Yeah, they really
pimple.
Hurt. And also, are your eyebrows getting patchy?
Oh, hello.
Mine are like
Josh Frydenberg's budget
haircut. What the fuck is going on with that man's scalp?
No, what the fuck's going on with his mathematical abilities?
Oh, I know. What was that? Oh, we miscalculated.
Oops.
Oh yeah, it's only 70, not 130, because we're not supporting as many people as we thought we would. Are you all happy?
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot.
Fucking fuckers. Okay, sleeping tips, especially with anxiety levels at present.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah. I put a podcast up on the Hot Flush page. I suggest you go and have a listen to that. It's Cass Dunn talking about anxiety levels and windows and checking in. It's really, really hard. Don't look at me like that.
No, sorry.
Look at me like that.
I actually didn't mean to look like that. I was just sort of doing my normal, you know, do you do a stare off into the distance? I do a stare off into the distance all the time. And my family members walk up to me and look up at the same spot. It's very, like
anyway,
they mock me. They mock me every day, but
Cass
I was doing
Dunn.
That.
It's from
Cass, C-A-S-S.
Dunn. Her podcast is called From Crappy to Happy. Oh, and yeah. It's really good. She's a psychologist. She's
right.
Proper. And
yeah.
Proper
in it.
Yeah.
Jesus. Cindy says, no questions, just looking forward to hearing from you.
Oh, yeah. Cindy, send her some jam.
Oh, God, the list of people I need to send jam to is now 2 pages. I'm so sorry, everyone who I owe jam to.
Can you just do, like what you should do?
Yes, I know what I should do.
No. Let me finish. Yeah. What you should do is just say, from Saturday, from 10 till 12... I will be at the front of my house with a lot of jam, and if I owe you the jam, I'll give you my address, and you can come pick it up.
Yeah, but what about the people who are in, like, far north Queensland?
No jam for them. Unless they're really keen.
Hey, look, Sonia says, I love Sonia. Sonia and I met at I can't remember which word it was, must have been Felix's group. We're playing... What are you looking at?
I was just thinking there might be some chocolate.
Oh, are there any Chicos? Oh, there's Top Deck, no
Yum.
Less.
My favourite.
Yeah, so Sonia and I met when our kids were playing cricket. Mm-hmm. And she has a son who has a disability and ended up going to the School of Awesome. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she's an awesome human.
Okay.
But she says... Evening Primrose Oil has made me a much nicer person and far more tolerant of the rest of the human race.
Yay!
I hardly recognise myself.
Oh!
This is so true. And I have done...
I am on board.
I have done clinical trials on myself where I have taken myself off it. I'm not taking...
I can just imagine you in a little rat cage on the wheel.
No!
With little things on your heads doing clinical trials.
Did you know they tested rats on driving, on being able to drive,
mm-hmm.
and they worked out... That rats actually like driving for the sake of driving, not for a reward, not to get through a maze.
Just for the thrill of it.
And in the actual article it was talking about, they just like the feel of the wind through their fur.
I think rats are very clever.
Very clever.
We've got one that's trying to move in.
Oh no, you've got Rat. Ratty.
Ratty. But he just wants to be part of the family. He just walks in and sort of sits down next to the telly and says hi, and then everyone fucking screams. Can you imagine the rat? Like, these huge, big things. The cat chewed it up and spat it out the other night. It's still hanging around.
only at Shea Woog.
Oh, God, it's like a fucking zoo.
It's really true. I've taken myself off it for, like, 3 months, and I have been a homicidal lunatic. And then I get back onto it. And within the first, you know, the first period that comes back. But it says to take 3 a day. I just take 4.
I take 2.
I take 2 in the morning, 2 at night. Every day without fail.
Okay, so I take my Lexapro in the morning.
Yep.
My magnesium, one tablet.
Yep. Doesn't make your ass explode?
No, because I used to take 2.
And that was,
you could never trust a fart.
Never trust a fart.
And then 2 evening primrose oil. So maybe I should have 2 at night as well.
Yeah. Yeah, the 3 tablets is the actual clinical dose that it makes a difference.
Is that what Ratty told you?
No, that is what my psychiatrist...
So, we'd be interested to know who else is taking evening primrose. Oh, let's start a discussion on the Facebook page.
And if you have teenage daughters, you must get them onto it now. Because think about it. Think about when you're a teenager and it's tenfold what we go through as an adult.
It was interesting last night because I had some girlfriends over and... Mr. Wu was whinging about the boys, because that's our national pastime now.
Yeah.
And so my 2 friends have teenage daughters. And he said to them, no, teenage boys are much worse. And what? They looked at him and I said, shut up. I said, I have heard bad things about teenage daughters. Is that true from your friends? Because we've only got boys.
Oh, my God, teenage girls. I give thanks. Every day that I'm dealing with teenage
Mrs.
boys,
Mrs. Goodman,
not girls.
has a teenage daughter who is just the most gorgeous thing. But behind closed doors, apparently Mrs. Goodman knows nothing and is stupid.
Yes, yes.
That's apparently the thing about teenage girls is they think you're an idiot.
Yeah, teenage girls are vicious.
I think they would be
vicious.
Let's talk about teenage girls on the Facebook page. Have you got one? Are they vicious?
Yes. Oh, Helen says motivation. I've lost mine. Yeah, well...
Yeah, I think I wrote back, welcome to my club.
Yes.
And I can't help you find it because I can't find mine either.
Oh, Maren says her second child is leaving the nest today to live with mates. Yikes. Yeah. That's all in our future.
And Maren is a very good friend of mine. She has come on 2 of my Woo's World trips. She is the nicest person in the world. She's just divine.
How do you think... I've had one kind of leave, Felix went to uni for a while, and it was awful and then it was fine, in that you just sort of got, and also I still had 3 other ones at home.
Mm. It wouldn't have made a difference, I suppose.
No, except he was my mate.
You're right.
And so, I actually don't want it to happen. Mm. You know how people are like, I can't wait till they're older and they just move out? I'm like,
I can't wait till they're older.
I am just like, how can we buy a big enough house where everyone can live independently enough, but we're all still together? I'm that person.
Buy a block of 4 apartments.
But the flip side of it is...
Because that's going to be cheap.
But the flip side of it is that I want them to go out. It's not like I don't want... But I just love... happiness is having all of my boys there.
But isn't it special, you say, every Sunday night we're doing family dinner?
Yeah.
And then they all come home.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's something I'm going to try and really instill is that we find a night in the week that works for everyone, and that is the
non-negotiable.
Yeah, and if they've got a girlfriend or they've got a whatever, everyone comes, and it's almost like a stipulation. If you want to go out with me, you need to keep Mondays or Sundays or whatever.
Otherwise,
free,
this is not going to work.
Because you do that with Mr. Woog's family, don't you?
Oh, we haven't been able to do it in our time.
Oh no, obviously.
But we have Sunday night dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a hungover thing.
I love that.
That's like a Jewish-Hungarian thing, too.
It's really good. What is his heritage Jewish?
Half.
Wow. Which side? The dad's side?
Dad's side. So
technically he's not Jewish.
Yeah.
Because, he married a
heathen. A shitzbah.
Yeah.
A chutzpah?
Not a chutzpah. Gentile.
A Gentile.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Well, I think we've just offended at least 4 different religions.
Well, there's something for a different change.
Oh, good. Let's keep cracking on. What does "we're flushing tomorrow" mean?
Means we're podcasting.
Because
we have about 100 new people in the group.
Of course. Holly. Holly's new.
Holly's new. And because when we go on the radio and we are just so funny, we get a whole heap of people joining the group.
Yeah. Oh,
thanks, Michael.
Oh, my God. Someone's in sunny North Queensland and it's a top temperature of 17 degrees. It might as well be snowing up there. They wouldn't even know what 17 was. Right.
What's your optimal temperature? Mr. Wiggs is 21.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you and him about the same.
Yeah, 21, 22 and below.
Do you think if Rob and I wasn't alive, you and Mr. Weed would make a cracking couple?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
We would be a power couple.
Oh, my God. You, I mean, baking and him baking, busy. Him,
yeah.
I give permission.
I know you've given permission.
If I was to pass with Rob in a fiery plane crash, you can have six boys.
Oh, okay. Deborah's put up something about, is a vibrator's review to be believed? Are men now redundant? Yes. Right. Oh, my God. Composting. Was someone talking about composting on the group and I missed it?
No, because I would never read that.
So, Ruth said, interested in composting follow-up. I'm not convinced a bucket on workbench will cope with the family load. Is it Bokashi? Oh, maybe she's actually talking about what I said. Yeah, maybe. Yes. Ruth, it is a Bokashi. I have two of them. And so you are meant to...
Oh, God, kill me now. Kill me now.
Anyway, so yes, I have a new composting system.
No. 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 I draw the line.
Anyway, I've
no.
Just, all I've no.
Get
all
back
I've,
to her with a private
all
message.
All I'm going to say.
Do not go here.
Is the second load, the second bucket that I had to take out because you have to dig a hole and bury it. I just couldn't bring myself to do it because the first load was just.
Stop it.
I did it under the cover of darkness. Anyway, I did it and it was so much dry retching. So, yeah, I'm willing. Can we all start? Can we all start a...
start a composting page.
And we're going to start a composting discussion.
The hot flush composts.
Okay, Kim's talking about peri or menopausal body aches. Ugh. Everything seems to ache just enough to be draining. Suggestions for remedies. Ugh. I can't really exercise at present due to shin splints from jogging. See, I'm just not exercising because I'm lazy.
Huffy Puffy started on Tuesday.
Did you vomit?
And I went on Friday as well. Well, she came here and makes me do it. I couldn't walk. She made me do squats. She's such a bitch. Hi, Kim. Like, hi, Karen. That's her real name. She made me do squats. And then, like, I was walking like the Tin Man. And then the other day I was
saying, and you did it again on Friday.
And my legs just gave away. Like they just came out from underneath me. I couldn't wee. I couldn't do anything. It was dreadful. And then she made me do it on Friday because she says if I don't keep doing it, then I can't release lactose acid or some sort of thing.
Oh, fuck off, Karen. anyway, so she said, Kim says, so I can explain the aches from the knees down, but everywhere else. And then Eileen says magnesium works wonders for achy bones.
Magnesium.
Really?
I'm a big fan.
Okay, so I actually, along with the...
And I'm about to stab myself in the head when I say this, but also spend 10 minutes stretching.
Yeah. I have my exercises from the physio that I relentlessly do about once every 3 months when my back gets so sore that I have to do them for 2 days. And then I go, oh, that feels better. And then I don't need to
do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's
so wrong. I need to do those every morning. But I just, as well as the other about $100 of supplements that I eat and swallow every week, which don't at me about what a waste of money it is. It works. For me, except it's not because my joint pain is still really bad. But I just started taking a magnesium tablet for helping with sleep and to take at night. And so I wonder if I'll just watch. I've only taken it for 2 nights. So I'll see in like a week if my joint pain is better. But I am seeing my new endocrinologist this week as well for my thyroid because I haven't actually seen an endocrinologist for about 5 years.
When's the last time you were ever like ailment free, Kim?
Oh,
1977?
Maybe 1982. Broke my arm in 82, so maybe 81. 1981.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we talk a lot about your ailments on the podcast.
Yeah, we do. And yet I am a very sunny, happy, generally happy person who just gets on with life and is quite able-bodied and does everything.
And well-medicated.
But I am highly well-medicated. I seriously am surprised I don't rattle.
Let's crack on, Kim.
Let's crack on. Oh, Fiona, the last question. Will emerging from self-isolation be harder than going into it? No. Done and dusted.
Done. Let me tell you, I said to you before, this is the first day of the rest of my life. I am, like, I think because COVID came on so quickly, and it was in that one day where
we just everything shut down.
The fuckwit came on and said, "Don't leave your house," and then the neighbourhood erupted, and like the kids down the back were screaming, saying, "I'm fucking going out to the pub," and they're like, "Yeah, you're not." I just am done. I couldn't do another day.
No.
I would be that person walking down the street with a fucking AK-47 on my shoulder ready to take you bitches out. That is how dumb I am.
You would be not Kirk Douglas, who was
Yeah, Falling Down.
In Falling Down.
Yeah, Michael Douglas. That Michael Douglas. Be me.
I make that reference so many times and people go, what?
Can I just give a shout out to all the chemists out there? You know, when I was talking about the teachers and the nurses, I was thinking about the chemists today with everyone sort of going in and going like, I've got this, I've got that, I've got this rash, and no one's going to the doctor anymore. So, darling, thank you so much for coming over. Bring me a cheeseburger, champagne and chocolate. I think this has been the highlight of my ISO period. And you?
Don't you think this has been the best way? And look, before you all at us about how there's no vaccine, the virus is still there, there's going to be wave two.
And three all, and four and five.
We all know it. All right? We're not out there in a mosh pit at a concert. I'm not like breathing loudly down the back of the neck of the annoying person on the bus.
Ugh.
I am just seeing Wigs, and I will go home and I will wash my hands and I will continue on with my life being a sensible, responsible adult.
But I've got to tell you, this has been the best medicine for me.
But this is just to be able to actually hug and kiss the people who I classify as my family.
Yeah, and this has been the absolute highlight of the last 2 months. So thank you so much for joining us every week. Thank you so much. Like, we get so much from you guys.
We do.
We really do, and we appreciate it. And welcome to the newbies. I hope you enjoy us. Please go and give us a, what do they call it? A nice review.
Oh, yes. A review and a rate.
Subscribe. And if you're really special, you can check us $5 a month so we can keep
buying the
batteries bubbles. And the bubbles.
The batteries and the bubbles.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. As we like to say,
just keep plucking.